Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Holy cow. Another holy cow show. Data shows COVID vaccine is more dangerous than every vaccine in history combined. You don't believe me. You think I'm making it up, but no, I am not. We're going to get to that and so much more. But first, I want to give you the guy who gives out so much information, a lot of data and facts that the media will not give you, Steve Kirsch. He's an entrepreneur. He did an interview with The New American. If you want to look up the full interview, because I'm going to give you the highlights of what I think is the most important stuff. And if you like what you see here today, you might want to check out the entire thing. But it's called Steve Kirsch, COVID Vaccines Kill More People Than They Save. That also sounds like an outrageous statement, but he can back that up, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. Let's jump right into it, though. Steve Kirsch will put his money where his mouth is. He's not just saying this. He's done the research. He knows he has the facts, and he's willing to bet the other side. But no one will take him up on the bet because everybody knows we're the truth tellers. The liars know they're liars, folks. Remember this. Dr. Fauci knows that he's a liar. Dr. Fauci knows that he's been lying to people. Dr. Fauci knows that masks don't work. He admitted they didn't before he tries to act like they do. Anyone can look up that video of him totally admitting that masks don't work. He knows he's a liar. You think he doesn't know? They all know. You think CNN doesn't know that they lie? They know. They justify it. They justify it and say and think we're like them. They think we lie all the time because that's what they do. They don't understand, no, we stick to facts and truth, and we're always telling the truth. They're the opposite of us. They never stick to facts and truth. They twist facts to make it go to whatever truth is their truth, which is not truth, it's lies. There is no your truth. There is only one truth. Anyways, let's get to Steve Kirsch. Take a listen as he throws the gauntlet down to anyone who doesn't believe him.
I will be happy to bet anybody. I'd like to make some money on this because I'm sure not making money from funding all of the efforts to get the word out. But, you know, nobody's going to put any money behind their claims. You know, like I've said, hey, look, I'll bet you $1 million, $10 million, $20 million, whatever you want to bet that, you know, the spike proteins or whoever thinks the spike proteins are harmless or whoever thinks these vaccines are safe. Nobody wants to put their money behind their claim. That's the interesting thing. Like, I'm claiming that the spike proteins are safe. That the spike proteins are cytotoxic. And I'm also claiming that these vaccines are the most dangerous vaccines in human history. And nobody seems to want to bet against me on that.
Well, they can't, because it's the truth. And we're going to get into why he says that and get into the facts of why that is true. Steve Kirsch talks about the VAERS data. Now, we all know that VAERS is a self-reporting system, so the data isn't exact. In fact, it's way underreported. This is the thing. Whatever VAERS says, it's much worse because it's self-reporting. How many people self-report their symptoms to VAERS? Not very many. So I know that the VAERS data isn't inaccurate. So what liberal fact checkers will do is they'll take videos like this and say they're citing VAERS, which those are not accurate numbers. So what they're saying is false. And then they'll put up fact check false, which is a complete and utter lie. That's what they scam. We admit it's worse. It's much worse than what VAERS says, but we can get close. Now that I've heard what Steve Kirsch has, he's got the data to get close to what VAERS, with its massive underreporting, what it really is in real life. Okay, so the VAERS data says that the COVID vaccine is the most dangerous. It's more dangerous than all other vaccines combined. That's according to VAERS' own data. Take a listen to Steve Kirsch talk about that first.
The VAERS database, which is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which is relied on by the U.S. government, is the official source of the adverse event reports, right? If you have an adverse event report, you are supposed to report it into the VAERS system. And there have been 1.6 million reports put in that system. And these vaccines have over more reports against them than all vaccines in history, in the history of VAERS, and that's 30 years, over 70 vaccines, all put together. These vaccines are more dangerous than every single adverse event ever reported in 30 years against every single vaccine. So, and the other thing is that I recently did an analysis. It was done by Albert Benavides, who's known as Welcome the Eagle 88 on Twitter. And he analyzed the VAERS data. He ran every single symptom against the COVID vaccines and against all vaccines in the last 5 years, from 2015 to 2019, just so there wasn't a, just so we could see what normal is. And there's no question that the symptom category at the top of the charts, without question, was menstrual problems. Too much bleeding, too little bleeding, irregular periods that, you know, I mean, length was shortened. I mean, there were, it was off the charts. It was like almost every single menstrual issue.
Yeah, well, that goes into the conspiracy theories. And this is a conspiracy theory that is out there, floating out there, that the vaccine is there to try to get people so that they are sterile, or that women won't give birth, because the globalists want to depopulate the earth. They're open about that, and they don't want people having babies. They're open about that. They think that they're saving earth by getting rid of human beings. They're open about this. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. Whether the vaccine is intended to do that or not, I don't know. I honestly don't think that's the intent of the vaccine. I have always believed the intent of the vaccine is the immune enhancement syndrome, or the antibody immune enhancement syndrome that they saw in the animal studies, because I think they followed the science. They looked at the animal studies and saw these animals, wait a minute, if we give them mRNA gene therapy, they're not even really vaccines, but gene therapy, put spike proteins in the blood cells. This is also why women are bleeding and having weird irregular bleeding, because remember, you're putting a spike protein into your blood cells. Why people are having blood clots, why it's affecting the heart so much, because they're messing with your blood, folks. That's a fact. They don't deny this. They admit they're putting spike proteins into, and remember, this is COVID-19 spike protein they're putting into you, not something good. And they know in the animal studies that eventually your antibodies will attack those spike proteins, at least in the animal studies, and eventually you can die if a new virus comes and hits you. Why? Because your immune system starts attacking itself. Then it weakens itself. You have killer lymphocytes that kill your other lymphocytes. You bring your immune system way down. Then whenever they want, they introduce a new virus. Now your immune system can't fight it like it should. And then you might get sick, or even more sick, and feel like you need a booster, which is going to make your situation even worse in the end. Now, that is what the animal studies proved for a fact they can do to you. The question is, are they doing that on purpose to you? That's what I think the intent is. I'm following the science. Anyways, these are just adverse side effects. I don't think it's even the intent. This is not, blood clotting is not what they're looking for here, folks. Not if there is nefarious reasons. That's too small. If it's a biological weapon, they're not releasing a biological weapon to get random blood clotting. Even though there's hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people suffering from the blood clots, and they don't even know it, or they do know it. But even so, if it's a biological weapon released from China, I don't think their animal studies were enough to show them that that was going to happen. That's a side effect. To them, they probably would, if it's a biological weapon, they'd say that's a bonus. But that's not what their study showed. Their study showed we can wait till people's immune systems are compromised, introduce a new virus, and we've got them. That's what the animal study showed. I'm not making it up. Anyone can look up the mRNA animal studies on SARS. Remember, they did this with SARS, not COVID studies. They learned this about mRNA when they were studying SARS. You can look that up and find out I'm telling you the truth. All right, let's move on. Steve Kirsch, he then talks about VAERS underreporting. And I've always said, I love I have this information finally now, that they have mathematically figured out that they probably underreport in VAERS by a factor of 41, meaning you got to times whatever you see there by 41, and then you'll have a more accurate picture of how many people are being affected. So when you times the amount of people who have died, according to VAERS, which is a self-reporting and way under reports, if you times it by 41, because it pretty much, that's the ratio they think is the closest to getting accurate, then you'd actually have 320,000 Americans who have died from the vaccine. That's what VAERS would be telling us if you do the proper scientific mathematical equations to figure out what's happening. It's kind of like, you know, I worked in radio, the rating system. You only sample a few people in the rating system. Then what you do is you figure out mathematically how far off you are by the small percentage that you only sampled, and you multiply it by a certain factor that gives you an accurate, not 100% accurate, but a pretty accurate picture of what really is happening out there in radio ratings. This is basically the same thing for the medical community. You can take VAERS. VAERS is only giving you a fraction of what's actually happening out there, but if you can use mathematical equations to actually figure out what really is happening, that's what Steve Kirsch has done here. Listen.
Which is pretty typical, because VAERS is underreported by a factor of 41 by our calculations, which has never been disputed by the CDC. And it uses the CDC methodology to compute that underreporting factor, which means the 8,500 deaths in VAERS, if you subtract out the background deaths of about 100, you get 8,400 times 41. About 320,000 Americans have died. But let's get back to our story. In this medical practice with 2,000 patients, 2,000 vaccine injured. Now, it only happened this year. They've never needed to report to VAERS before in their 11-year history. So I calculated the p-value, the chance that that could happen by chance. It was 10 to the minus 99. In fact, I think it's lower than that, because the computer only probably goes to, you know, the fact that it went to 10 to the minus 99, it says that it was probably more than that. But that can't happen by chance, which means something caused no events to happen for 11 years. And then suddenly this year they have 2,000 events. It wasn't chance. So what was it? Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing that all those patients had in common was they all got the vaccine, and their neurological symptoms began after they were vaccinated. Coincidence? No, impossible. And nobody can explain that. You know, it's not underreporting, it's not overreporting, it's exact reporting. The doctors know what happened to all the patients. So there's no doubt, there is absolutely no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine in human history.
But they'll never tell you that. And doctors might even know it, and they won't tell you that. We'll get to that a little bit later on. It's a little bit frustrating, because we've warned you about this for a long time here on this show. And the worst case scenarios, when I used to say, you know, worst case scenario, it could be this and this could happen, they're happening. They have happened. What we worried they were doing is proving to be, and I am warning you that this is the beginning. This is not the full intent. This is a sideshow. The real show has not begun. If I'm right, and I've been right so far, moving all the way forward from the beginning all the way to now, you can go, I challenge anyone, go back, look at any of my videos and find where I'm wrong. You can't, because I haven't been wrong yet. Maybe there'll be a time where I got misinformation from, you know, usually the only time where I feel like I have to correct something is if I ever rely on like the mainstream media. Like if I show you something from CNN and I actually think they might have said something that's true, then sometimes it ends up to where, and so I don't hardly ever use them. I'm serious. This has happened to me in the past. There's been like twice where I had to make corrections, and I think both times is because I trusted a report by the mainstream media stupidly and went with it because I thought it seemed accurate, and I know that I don't trust anything that they say. And I swear the two times I made a correction on the radio, I was just making a correction to what they did. It was their mistake, but I had to correct it because I go back and correct it if I ever find out something's wrong. I don't want to give my audience something that's incorrect and never tell you. I haven't had to do any corrections yet since I have done this show, but I've done it like once or twice in my radio career, which was 20 some years. So I don't even know how long. Anyways, and I'm still on the radio, so I want to say hello to KWEL in Midland, Texas. Just a shout out to you guys for carrying the Ben Armstrong Show. I really appreciate that. Anyways, Steve Kirsch. This information is fantastic. It's stuff that I've been looking for. I like getting facts. He talks about the athletes, and we know that athletes have died and died on the field. That has happened throughout history. We also know this. This is how they're covering all this crap up with the vaccine, because they're making you think that all these things that are happening, well, it's coincidence. Well, you may have relatives that had a seizure and a blood clot or a heart attack, and you're thinking, well, yeah, but that happens, and they were a little bit older. No, they sped it up because of the vaccine. The data is showing the vaccine is causing this. If you don't believe me, just check out yesterday's video with Dr. Bhakti. Dr. Bhakti showed a study where they took, I believe it was 18 people who had died that they said did not die of COVID-19, but relatives wanted their organs looked at, but they were never classified as dying from the vaccine. And they tried to say, oh, no, everything was fine. Organs were fine. But an expert in Germany looked at it and found that there was actually the killer lymphocytes actually attacked the organs, attacked the heart, number one, attacked the lungs. And I believe maybe they said the kidneys. I can't remember the third organ. Anyways, they know that their own antibodies attacked their organs. And these are people who they said did not die from the vaccine, yet now we have evidence that the vaccine had their own antibodies attack their own cells inside their organs. It was out of the 18, I think it was 90% of them. So 10% of them actually really did die of probably whatever the natural cause was. But 90% of them actually died from the vaccine. They are not listed as deaths in the vaccine. And you have to wonder, if you were to do a mathematical equation and throw that out there, how many people are dying from the vaccine and they're not even reporting because it's 3 months, 6 months later? Oh, an aneurysm hits their brain. Oh, well, those things happen. Well, the only way to really know if it's those things happen, or if, you know, or the heart attack that happens, or when they just drop dead, the only way to really know did it just happen or not is to examine the organs and see if there is evidence of antibodies from your own body attacking your own cells because of the spike protein that they are putting in you. That would be the only way to really know. Thank goodness there actually was a small study that showed that. And it really is happening. The media isn't going to tell you this because it will freak everybody out. Oh, Steve Kirsch on the athletes dying. Here's what you really need to know. They're dying, even though this has happened in the past, where athletes have dropped dead. We know that. But they are dying at a 6,000% increase. 6,000%. Or you could say 64 times what is normal. Listen.
Like, athletes die on the field before, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it happens once a year, twice a year. It's never happened at this rate. It's 60 times normal. Mm-hmm. 60 times normal. Nobody's batting an eyebrow. You know, they're saying, oh, well, maybe it's 5G. Maybe it's cannabis use disorder. Cannabis use disorder could increase the rate by 7% or 8%. You know, they could all have been using cannabis, and that might have been it. But you see, that only explains a 7 or 8% increase. It doesn't explain a 6,400% increase, you know, 64, basically 64 times the normal rate.
Folks, the data won't lie. Dr. Fauci will, but the data won't. The question is, can you get the real data in front of your face? Can you get this information out? Because they will try to block it everywhere you go. But the data shows the vaccine kills more than it saves people's lives. And that's if you say the vaccine is 100% effective, which is a lie. The vaccine is 0% effective. But if we were to lie and say it's 100% effective, according to their own studies, the vaccine still would kill more people than save. They can't even prove that vaccine saved one person. They can't even prove that. But let's play along with them and say, okay, we'll say your vaccine is 100% effective. Watch this.
Nobody should get these vaccines. I don't care whether you're 5, 11, whether you're 20 years old or 50 years old or 60 years old or 80 years old. The data from the VAERS system is very clear. And nobody disputes this, that it kills basically more people than it saves. I mean, I'm looking at the CDC numbers in terms of the people who might die from COVID. I'm assuming that their vaccines are 100% effective, which they're not. They're about 0% effective against Delta. And then if you look at the downside in terms of the number of people we kill, assuming that the vaccines are 100% effective, the number of people we kill to the number of people we save ratio goes from 2 to 1 for old people. I mean, we kill 2 old people to save 1. And then it can go up to 117 kids that we will kill for every kid that we might save from COVID. So it's a complete disaster.
It is a complete disaster. People won't believe this, and yet it is true. Remember, kids don't even barely even get sick from COVID, let alone die from COVID. They have a 99.999999% survival rate from COVID-19, yet they won't have that with the vaccine. That's what he's saying. So he's a numbers guy, and I really do appreciate that he is going through this. Look, doctors, why aren't the doctors telling you this then? Why aren't they giving you the truth? Doctors can't report the truth. They can't because they'll lose their license. Look, folks, the government has ultimate power over people if you work someplace and the government gives you a huge chunk of your funding, they threaten your funding, they threaten your pay, the people will give in to whatever the government wants them to say. Or maybe they don't give you the funding or the pay, but the government grants a license to you. And they can take your license away or your livelihood away if you disobey. Are we not seeing that? Of course we are. That's why, even though the majority of doctors know that Ben Armstrong is telling you the truth, they're too scared to tell you this. They're hoping, would you please watch Ben Armstrong so I don't have to do it? Let him tell you the truth? Would you please listen to him? That's what they're really thinking. Because they're too scared to take a stand. They're not going to do it, by the way. Even the good ones. Because they worked their whole life. How long did they go to college for? How long did they put, how much effort did they put in their livelihood? They're thinking of their children, their kids. They're thinking, I'm not losing my livelihood if people can't figure this stuff out on their own. That's what they're going to tell themselves. They're not going to warn you. Good ones do, especially the ones at the end of the career, like Dr. Bhakti. And Dr. Bhakti explains why your vaccine is 0% effective. I said it's 0%. It is 0%. They've never been able to cure the common cold because your antibodies are two separate tracks. You have a antibody track that protects your lungs and your digestive tract, and then you have one that protects your organs, and that's in your blood. You're getting a vaccine or gene therapy in your blood, which will do nothing for an airborne virus because it doesn't really cross over your blood antibodies and the ones that are in your lungs. That's why they've never been able to cure the common cold, folks, with a vaccine. They'd have to somehow protect your lungs, and they can't do it with an injection. So it is 0% scientific fact. Your vaccine does nothing, absolutely nothing to help you. It can only harm you. And that's a fact. That's not my opinion. That's a fact. Here we go, though. Doctors won't report it. Steve Kirsch talks about it.
And one of the readers wrote in, here's the exact quote. I just heard from a cardiologist who stated that since the vaccine rollout, he has seen a 100 times increase in cases of myocarditis or pericarditis. That's, again, 100 times increase versus baseline. Not normal. How do they explain that if these vaccines are so safe? They can't. I mean, it's a complete cover-up. It's a cover-up by the mainstream media. It's a cover-up by the medical community. And the doctors can't speak out about it because they would have their license revoked for spreading misinformation.
And he gives an example of a group that has information but won't speak up about it because they don't want to lose their license. He gives that. You can check out the whole thing. I'm out of time. I went way long to try to cram as much as I could in here, folks. Remember this. This will be the most important thing you hear all day. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. CNN will never tell you that because it's 100% the truth. They would deny it. And you know that's true. See ya!